To Night Talk Live with JL King. This is an exciting Thursday evening here live in the Atlanta area. It's a beautiful day. Today I've actually been inside all day, it seems like. Been trying to get some things done. And to all our listeners, welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. This is JL's former co-host, also producer, Sunny. Glad to have everybody on air listening in this evening. JL is officially on spring break. We hate him. He's in Los Angeles. So, yes, I said it out loud, JL, and everybody's going to hear it. I don't care. But I'm so glad we're not haters here at the network. We believe in equality, and we're going to talk about him while he's not here. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's what friends are for. So we want to tell everyone to make sure that you are following us live via internet, over the phone, social networking, whatever you want to listen with. If you got a cold Coca-Cola bottle and you put it to your ear, however you want to do it. We are feeding live on a live broadcast via internet at blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio, and that's loudmouth with two D's. For those who may be listening to us for the first time, feel free to call in at 347-826-7520. I'm glad that this is a great day for everyone. I'm smacking my lips just so you let you know I just got through eating and it was delish. I had salmon and tilapia and some sweet potato. I got a lot of protein out of that meal. I'm so happy to be here. Great. Jill is not here, so I have no one to punish. So I'll just take it out on you. Great. So I hope everyone has had a spectacular Thursday. It is April 24th. The year is moving by so fast. Is it the 25th? It's the 25th. Oh, God. So like I said, the year is moving so fast. It's already the 25th. Damn, I missed a day. Well, you know what happens? I produce three shows during the week, and our live broadcast was on Tuesday, and, like, the Bare Truth was, like, on Tuesday. It was the 23rd then, so don't judge me. Okay, great. So I want to tell everyone, thank you for listening. You can call us live, like I said, 347-826-7520. And if you don't want to do that, fine. I'm not gonna force you. I'm not going to threaten anyone. Because it's not going to be one of those situations, I promise you. But great. So if you actually are listening to us over the internet, you can follow us on Twitter at Loudmouth. We're also on Facebook at Loudmouth Online. And Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us on Blog Talk. You just type in Loudmouth with two D's, radio. Guys, we're moving up. We're on Instagram at Loudmouth with two D's. And we're also on Tumblr now at Loudmouth Brand on Tumblr, which actually now you can just go ahead and type in loudmouth.com and you'll see all the juicy stuff and follow the things that's going on. So we're doing some things. I'm so happy to be broadcast. Even though JL isn't here and he's in Los Angeles, and he said that last week that he was going to go, and I just didn't believe him, but he went, so I can't stand this moment. Everyone's working but him. Yeah. Yeah. This is not right, people. Okay, so I've woosawed, and just because he said he was going to be in L.A., that don't mean that you all are not entitled to be on the air with me. I'm really hoping that someone is listening, because if you're not, I am going to have a problem with it. And I said it out loud, and I'm going to repeat it again. If you aren't listening, I'm going to have a problem. Now, you may be wondering, this is not the norm. I usually don't threaten people and let you hear it, but I'm going to do it anyway. So my first threat is to just dare someone not to listen next week. I just dare you. I just double dare you. Next week. This week is this is our last broadcast for the night. If you're wondering who that is in the background, it's our host of The Bare Truth, Jazzy Jones. Say hi, Jazzy.
Hi, everyone.
She's always telling some lies about love, life, and sex and flowers on Tuesday. I hope you guys are listening because it's an awesome show every week. This past week, she talked about autism. It was a fantastic show, so impromptu and prepared. As a producer, I love it. God, when things just happen and it flows. I just got hit on Facebook, and I just told a friend of mine, he's like, what up, chick? I'm like, you know what? Call me at this number. I just gave her the radio number. I just did it. Don't even care if she don't even know what's going to happen. I'm just going to let her know. She's going to be talking to me live on air. This is one of those impromptu moments. I actually have prepared. You guys, we had an episode last week, Night Talk Live with JL King, which let's gloat about him a little bit, okay? I'm not going to ramble as bad, and I'm not going to shoot him down as bad because he's not here. But let me tell you what happened. Last week we had Brenda Stone Browder, formerly Mrs. King of JL King, his ex-wife, now friend, now co-author. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just stop looking at him, turn around, they're doing stuff. It's great. They actually wrote a book, The X Factor, Finding Freedom to Love and Heal and Make Amends and Just Get It In, and I love it. So their book, The X Factor, was featured just last Sunday, the 21st, this past Sunday. JL and Brenda were on TV. One, two, three times for JL on Oprah, man. He done did it. I'm proud of him. Not a lot of people, you know, actually, you know, do that, but he managed to. And Oprah wanted to follow up with them and see where they were since the last time they had actually appeared on Oprah, which I believe was in 2006. And so that's when they opened up to America and let them see that, hey, I'm human. I got enough courage to say, look, this isn't working out. This is who I am. And
where do you drink?
We have a live caller on air. Hello, welcome to Night Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, great. What's going on? This is Night Talk Live with your host, Sunny. Normally it's like Night Talk Live with JL King, but he's on vacation. I don't know if you heard all the rudeness I gave the first 10 minutes of this actual air date. How are you, caller?
I'm doing fine. With?
You're doing fine.
Yes, I'm doing great.
Oh, wonderful. Is this your first time calling in the Night Talk Live with JL King?
Yes, it is.
Is this your first time listening to Loudmouth Radio?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, people, see how wonderful it is. Facebook works. Give it up. I'm just so happy to be here. Well, Tanya, is this who I'm talking to?
Yes, it is.
It would appear. Thank you, man. I'm glad I can hear and listen and do things like this. Welcome to Night Talk Live, dear.
Thank
You're
you.
Live. This is wonderful.
That's why I'm like,
now, Yeah, like I was right in the midst of sharing with our listeners. We broadcast every week. I'm producing three shows on loudmouthradio.com. And this show, Night Talk Live with JL King, this is probably his fourth or fifth broadcast as Night Talk Live with JL King, formerly Night Talk Live with JL King and Sunny. So my co-host, who's actually, well, I'm going to still call him my co-host because he's one of my hosts on the show, but, you know, this show is all about him sometimes. He's actually in L.A. on spring break, and I was hating on him real bad, so I was talking about him real bad because he's actually in Los Angeles, probably walking down on Melrose doing some booty checking. I hate him right now. I just want to let him know that he can hear this because he can archive it. But literally, Tanya, I don't know if you realize this, but I was just sharing with our community tonight that JL, for the third time, made it to Oprah. And Sunday, the 21st, that just passed, and I'm sure this is going to air again, so make sure you check your local listings, and you can check online. But OWN has a show called Where Are They Now? It broadcasts every Sunday and Tuesday night, I believe.
Yeah, I've watched it several times.
Okay, wonderful. Did you see it on
Sunday? I don't know if it's been on the day on exactly Sunday, but I know that I've seen it several times.
Okay, that's what's up. So let me bring you up to date and the rest of our people that's listening. Sunday, April 21st, was the air date of three episodes. J.L. King was first. The second show was Chandra Levy that was in Washington, D.C. She was a story about her.
Why?
She was kidnapped.
I remember that. I remember the story. Yes. I was around then. Not that I'm dating myself, but I remember it.
Okay, cool. So Oprah brought that back and kind of updated, you know, since. So, you know, Where Are They Now is that show that actually helps to bring up the speed. People that have been on her show that the viewers have saw and they wanted to know what things were, what's going on with their life, what's the update, you know. So it was JL, excuse me, Chandra, and then Ryan White, who was the young man that had AIDS. He was one of the first people that really became a poster boy for AIDS and his sharing his story. I think Michael Jackson friended him. And the particular show on Sunday, they had Greg Louganis and Elton John talk about how he was an inspiration to them.
Mm-hmm.
Our fellow brother, JL, was the first episode, and what it was is featuring him and his ex-wife, Brenda, who actually wrote a book called The X Factor Together, which is now out and is released and for sale. And the last time they won Oprah was in 2006. So if you don't know J.L. King, I'm going to give you a little bit of update for my listeners. He's the brother that was known for writing on The Down Low. And he bust that coin open. Oprah, you know, really featured him to where he really opened up a lot of the world to that whole term and what that undercover world would be considered like. Mostly men that are involved with women that are dealing with, you know, dealing with guys on The Down Low. So fast forward, Brenda and JL, Harpo came in. They shot some footage in January. They actually got footage of JL and I having some meetings about this radio show, matter of fact. So they also got some footage of us all together at a dinner party. So it was really good. It was a good look. Loud Mouth Radio was represented well. With JL and Brenda showcasing their story, and it was just a great story to hear. You know, people go through something like that publicly in front of America and then come back and say, look, you can heal and move on again. Brenda has now remarried. JL is now publicly out as a homosexual man. So, you know, it's a good thing to see people, you know, develop. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's what, so we wanted to just kind of update our listeners, you know, and really applaud JL and Brenda on their show, which airs Sunday, I know, 9 o'clock, and it aired at midnight. And what I've noticed what OWN has been doing is when they show a new episode on Sunday, they'll normally run the episodes prior up until that week leading up to that show. So if you missed the live show, look for it again. It's going to come on air. See me scream. You'll see me a couple times in the background getting it in. I tried to trip JL, but he jumped over my foot. You know what I'm saying? He jumped over my foot. You know, we was trying to do the dango. So tonight we wanted to kind of also just kind of bring people up to date, share that tidbit of story, and just share some of our other shows that are doing extremely well. The Universal Mind on Monday with Roderick Watkins. That show is dedicated to personal development, spiritual awareness. So he does a lot of shows that encompass spirituality, meditation, you know, relationships. And so these shows are all archivable on loudmouthradio.com. And we've had some great people. Roderick had a young lady a few weeks ago, Felicia Leatherwood. She's a natural hair stylist. She does a lot of celebrity hair. She was on with us a couple of weeks ago. That was a great show. Jazzy Show, The Bare Truth with Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers, airs on Tuesday. And that show gives you all kinds of stuff. I mean, she talk about sex with people with autism. She had an episode where she talked about adult breastfeeding.
About what?
And she did a show about adult breastfeeding and those demographics.
Uh-uh,
she even found
adult breastfeeding.
Yes, girl. There was this TLC had this show, Strange Sex. They had an episode where this man had erectile dysfunction. He started breastfeeding from his wife and cured him. I'm like, really? She found a baby doll that somebody done manufactured and made for breastfeeding. She makes the sucking noise and everything. I was like, this is a bit much.
And then
yeah,
she
went on found this breastfeeding, this breast milk ice cream shop in, I think it was in England? In Europe. It's in Europe.
Of course.
And people buying breast milk, ice cream.
Wow. I've led a sheltered life.
Oh, my God. I'm like, they ain't never heard of Ben & Jerry's or Häagen-Dazs or something? They over there making titty cream. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what? Anyway. But it was an awesome show, and she got so tickled, and it was great to hear that. So this is natural, guys. We don't rehearse this stuff. This is real. And then JL and I, we've had some great shows. I said that what I was going to do is archive our shows from Night Talk Live with JL and Sunny prior to us merging everything over to Loudmouth Radio so that people can hear some of our shows. You can Google them, though. You'll be able to pull them up. We had a great show about relationships, healthy relationships with Pastor Dennis Meredith and Arthur Charlotte Shaw. That was a great show. We just had some great shows all the way around, and it's just getting better. So coming up in May, I'll be introducing my show, which will be called In the Studio with Sunny, which is going to give you interviews of comedians, celebrities, all types of art people, all types of forms of stuff. And then we also have two music shows that will be going on air Fridays and Saturdays, which will, Friday night show is called Sounds Underground, and it'll be a two-night show featuring and promoting independent artists, R&B, neo-soul, jazz, Latin, you know, just a different mix. And Saturday night is going to be Behind the Grooves, which is going to feature some of the hottest DJs. They'll be able to play their mixes and stuff like that. So we getting it in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we getting it in. So what was great, Jazzy's show on Tuesday, you can hear the show, it's about autism. We even had a listener that called in the height of everything that we had going on in regards to the conversation, and he called in from Canada. And, you know,
Canada?
I know a lot of people called. Yeah, the guy first called. It was like an impromptu call. It was like they were really getting deep into, you know, circumstances. Like these, it was mothers on the phone who had children that had autism, had organizations. They do drives, you know, they were given a lot of information for the community, you know, how to really get support. We had a young lady that has a kid with autism and ADHD, and, you know, just, you know, these are real life things. And so this man called us from Canada, and he said, I'm calling from Canada. I was listening in. He said, I have a son. I don't remember how old he was. Jazzy, if you're listening, it would be great you chime in here. Jazzy, you there with us? Okay, I guess she was at some point. Yeah, so the guy that was in Canada, do you remember how old his son was?
I want to say he said his son was 11.
So he is getting to a point of some maturity, because
yeah.
I do remember he was saying that the guy, his young man, his son was masturbating
and throwing feces all over the classroom.
Oh, God, so he was doing this in the classroom.
Yeah, he was having a hard time at school and adjusting, because children with autism, as we talked about Tuesday, they have a hard time a lot of times with socialization. And so it's a lot of triggers that send them into, you know, some behavior issues. So they have to learn how to handle things socially and not always act out. And that is a process that, you know, takes development over time. And sometimes they get it. They have better days than other days. But it was just awesome that he called into our show, like yourself, like Tanya has called in and just was a part of our live studio and asked us questions and just became engaging and involved. That is what these shows are all about. Is, you know, we get to chat and laugh and joke, but we bring some serious issues. We try to make those serious issues fun and lighthearted, but always bringing them honestly to the best of our ability.
Right. So, Tanya, do you have anything that you would like to put on the platform and let's talk about?
Well, not necessarily.
I don't get to watch too much television or listen to no radios because I'm currently, you know, in law school and I'm doing a lot of reading. However, I'm definitely going to try to stream you on the internet and find out, you know, what times you're on so that I can listen to some of the interesting some of these interesting topics. It's always good to stay up on your current events and finding out what's going on in the world, especially when you are so consumed by, you know, just a lot of, you know, with my schoolwork. So I don't get too much current events on TV.
Tanya, what type of law are you studying?
I haven't decided yet. This is my first semester, so I'm just getting my feet wet. But I haven't really decided which avenue that I'm going to go down. You know, the good part about law school is that they teach you every aspect of the law. So I have a little time to make that decision and figure out, you know, which subjects and which areas that I like the most.
Fantastic. Can I encourage you on May 14th, and this is just a quick plug. I know this is JL's show, and I know you're going to bring some information on in a few minutes. Our wonderful producer, Sunny, does an amazing job with each one of us. But I wanted to encourage you on May 14th, we have a show on the Bare Truth on Tuesday that's going to be extraordinary people doing extraordinary things that they love. And one of our guests, is a big, big, huge, huge entertainment lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And she happens to be a woman, and she happens to be a minority woman. So you may want to either try to tune in that night, May 14th, or archive it so you can hear how she got started and some of the guests that she works with. She works with some big people.
Okay,
so,
sounds like
really exciting about that.
Be interesting in.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and talk. Sunny, you're doing a great job of being silly while JL's gone. He's going to kill you. I just want you to know. And I'm going to tune out, but I'll listen in.
But you know what? I do want to state something that is very important that, you know what? JL ain't here. He decided to go to L.A. and he left us, so we're going to make it what we want to make it about. Don't matter, though. But literally, because really the episode I'm going to play thereafter is an hour, so really this first hour, we can just kind of get it in. But since she is on the line, she's a law student. I haven't had a chance to talk to her since she went off. Very proud of her. This is so important that, you know, law is, you know, it's so important in our society, amongst our races that are fighting for equality. You know, there's a lot of things going on from same-sex issues. But one thing I want to share and also maybe bring this to light, I don't know if Tanya has heard of it or is aware of it, but I know this is something that will touch her closely, and she can listen to actually look and listen to this information when she does some research. But Jazzy and I had a wonderful opportunity of going down into Florida, and a very close friend of mine introduced a book to me, and we also had an opportunity to attend a forum in regards to this book, and it brought so much light to where the things that we're incurring every day and just how important it is to educate yourself. But there's a book called The New Jim Crow.
Oh, yeah. My professor spoke on that. It's called The New Jim
God.
Crow. What's the author's name, Sabrina?
Michelle Alexander.
Right.
Professors
told us about it. It's about how young men are being
incarcerated
on a regular basis, that's basically the new slavery.
Yes.
Yeah. And day slavery.
It blew my mind.
And we actually saw a video in which she actually spoke about her book and brought us up to speed what possessed her to write this book. And, you know, the thing is, there is a tremendous amount of people, you know, today that is enduring, you know, that's being mixed into this mass incarceration. So, you know, as an attorney, as a studying attorney, you know, this is important that, you know, all aspects of law need to be considered. You know, I think anyone will find their niche once they get their feet going and get their feet wet. But I just encourage people to really look at, you know, if you haven't, if you're not a reader, you want to upload it to your get an e-book of it. But The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness. And this book,
amazing.
This young lady, Michelle Alexander, was a civil rights lawyer and an advocate, and she was out of, I think, California. And she actually was dealing with a lot of movements in the California area. And she had people that were coming to her in regards, to a lot of things that were happening.
Don't tell too much of her story. I want to have her on my show. Stop.
Well, I mean, this is something that's out there. I'm just giving a little surface of it. Cause, I mean, we can't
even tell anymore.
I think people need to, just a little bit she needs to give. Just so, if nothing else, people
man.
Go out and they purchase this book. Because it's very important that this book gets around and people get to know the information that's in it and are aware of. Even though, you know, most people are aware, but a lot of people are not. So it's definitely a book that people need to read. I haven't read it myself, but I plan on reading it. But if you have her on your show, that would be great.
I just pulled her information, you know, yesterday.
So this is kind of befitting. This is a good homage to him today, I think, even with that, with him not being here. Hate him. So literally, my whole thing I just want to say is really important that, you know, every state, counties, cities have different jurisdictional laws. But overall, as a mass, there is a high number. And you know what, Jazzy, we did have these stats. I hope that you still have them because, you know, you get to this show with her. And I'm going to claim it. I feel like you'll get to her.
I got you.
It's so important that people are more socially and politically educated and understand that race relations are here. Even though we're in 2013, they are still very much here. You know, our president faces these obstacles every day. You know, I'm sure he gets threatened every time he blinks, you know. And, you know, with the civil rights movement and reforms of the 60s, now we're dealing with gay rights heavy in the forefront, and it will take a person like President Obama to step in and say, I'm not afraid to address this issue, to where
Hello? Did we lose you, producer?
No.
Sonya, are you still here? Okay.
Yeah, we're
you
all here.
Blanked out. Okay.
I did. Sonya, you there?
Yeah, you did.
I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. So I think...
We had a technical difficulty.
No, I just think it was you, because I heard everybody clear. I just think possibly. You know, the whole thing here, I just want to say that I would encourage those who are listening and they just need to understand what's going on around them. I do encourage people to get this book. I intend on getting it myself. I had an opportunity to look at my friend's book and kind of go through some of the book and some of the pages and some of the chapters of it, but really to say I need to sit down and read it. You know, and these are one of these books where you really have to have your mind open. You know, I wouldn't suggest you pick this book up and be not really ready to see and hear what you're going to hear. But I'm pretty sure, I don't know if there's an audio of this book, but she has a video. I don't know. I think, honestly, Jazzy, it's on YouTube. I do believe that. I think it's online. But she had a fantastic video of a forum that she did in somewhere, and she talked about the book. She talked about her story. And I'm going to make sure Jazzy gets the opportunity to have as much of this essence of it as she wants. But, Tanya, I just say that it's so important. You know, she's a woman, black minority woman, in law school. I went to a law firm last year, and I'm just so pleased to see there's a lot of African-Americans that are stepping up and stepping into the law area, the law arena.
I can attest to that, you know, there was like 110 of my classmates who started school with me, and probably about 80% of them were minority, so I'm proud of to see that as well.
Yeah, it's important to, you know, to have sometimes, you know, let me ask you this, do you find prior to you starting law school, you know, everybody has some situation where either themselves or someone they know has had to deal with some type of legal aspect. And do you find that in our culture, are we quicker to go to another nationality to get representation versus our own?
Yes and no. Yes and no. And, you know, from personal experience, I've gone either way because, you know, I've had to hire legal representation and I've had both, you know, minority as well as, you know, a Caucasian person. And I feel like I don't think it's a color issue. I think that the attorneys today are not caring about anything but making money. We don't have enough attorneys out there who are caring about the people, who are willing to go above and beyond to make sure that justice is served and that everyone is treated equally. I think it's all about making money now. So that's coming from both avenues. And that is what I think we need. I think we need more attorneys that care, that are doing the work not just for the money, but doing it because they see, you know, that it makes them feel good that they can help people, especially those who cannot afford the legal representation that some of us can afford, you know.
Right.
So I don't think it's an aspect of one race going to another race in order to be represented. I think it's more so just finding good representation, period.
Cool. Jazzy, what do you think?
It's very hard to come by these days.
Yeah. Jazzy, you there? Okay, I'm
Hello?
On the co-pilot. Yeah, Jazzy, you there?
Okay, yes, I was just saying that I totally agree with Tanya when it comes down to the statement that she made and the question that you asked. And I was saying, I think I was on mute, but I was saying Tanya was so passionate about what she was saying that I wanted to hire her as an attorney and just have on a retainer because I could just see her representing me so well. But I agree with you. It's almost like not only just in law, but just in general how we say, you know, black people don't support black people and, you know, other cultures support other cultures. And I agree with that to a degree. But I think the main thing is, are you good at what you do?
Are you passionate?
You are you passionate? Do you care beyond, like Tanya was saying, do you care beyond the dollar? We are all in business to make money because we need money to survive and to live. However, what is the reason behind you wanting to make the money? Is it just about you or is it about what it is that you say you're doing? So I think it's, you know, I think people naturally tend to gravitate to what they know, and you're gonna gravitate to your face, your kind, your desire, but you're also going to gravitate to your energy. And if the energy of a person happens to come in an Indian attorney or Chinese or white or Mexican or whatever, then you're going to go to that person because they make you feel safe and secure and represent well.
And I don't want anyone to get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with making money and being able to provide for your family.
Right.
However, you know,
okay, exactly.
You can do that as well as help. You know, as an attorney, you can do pro bono work. You can step out of your position where you make money and volunteer doing taxes for the poor or doing some pro bono work for people at the Legal Aid Society. You know, there's avenues that you can go as a attorney that's making money that to help other people, as well as you can apply for or go for positions where they're helping people instead of the high money jobs. You know, whichever avenue you decide to go down, when you're in a position like this, because law is very powerful, just like being a doctor is very powerful, being an attorney is very powerful, knowing the laws are very powerful. So I feel that as individuals, we are obligated when we're in positions like that, especially minority, people of color. When you get in a position like that, you need to give back.
You better preach it, girl. Are you sure you're not a preaching attorney?
I guess it's my passion. And, you know, Sabrina knows my history, and she knows why I'm so passionate about law. And, and I really think, you know, with my experiences with having to deal with different attorneys of all different colors, I've dealt with black attorneys, white attorneys, I feel like that passion is no longer there. It's all about let me make as much money as I possibly can so I could go buy
right.
this big house in the suburbs. And a lot of them are forgetting where they came from and the reason why they went to law school in the first place, you know. So
interesting.
And the ones who are falling through the cracks are the minorities and the poor folks. That is what that Jim, what is it, the next Jim
the
Crow?
The new Jim
yeah,
Crow.
That is what that book is mainly about. It's about how, you know, poor people and people of minority are falling through the cracks and they're, you know, through the system where people who have money are not. And it's because of the fact that they don't have the legal representation that they should have. And and I see an issue there. I see an issue like if you're rich, it doesn't matter what you do. If you got the money, you can commit murder and you can walk free.
Right.
But if you're a minority and you walk across the street and you get, you're doing 6 months and you're going to jail, you have no rights, you have no say, and the legal representation, 90% of the time, don't want to do the legwork, so they'll tell you to cop a plea.
Exactly.
And then our people don't realize that once you become a victim of the system, you are a part of the system your entire life, the rest of your life. Like, you can't get away from it.
True, very true.
So
when I have her on the show, you're going to have to come back on the show, Tanya.
Okay.
You're going to have to come on the show with Michelle McGee.
I enjoy talking. I have a final paper that's due on Sunday, so I took a few minutes out just to call in and talk to an old friend and, you know, give a little bit of my little bit of insight, you know. And I appreciate you all speaking with me and you know, updating me because it's been I've been out of the loop for 6 months now because I've been with my head in the books. But sometimes you got to come up sometimes for air and see what's going on in the world. So
and breathe, right?
Yes, yes, yes. But it was great talking to you all.
Yeah, I'm so glad you called. And you know, I really threw her in the woods. She had no clue she was calling in to my radio show tonight. But
no, but it's okay.
You
know,
get it when you can get it. You know what I mean? So I think that it's so important though that people speak about real things and address real issues, and that's what this radio station and our brand is about: empowering, inspiring, and entertaining. You know, I think a lot of times we take life so seriously. Even in the hard times, there's somewhere you want to try to find laughter amongst the situation, you know. And I'm just glad to be able to share this with so many people. And I'm glad that you're able to call in, and I'm so proud of you doing your thing at Charlotte Law.
Yes, sweetie. It was good hearing from you as well. And I'll be calling in again soon. But definitely, you know, keep me in the loop and let me know, you know, what's going on. And I'll be calling in soon, hopefully talking to the young attorney that you were talking about with the entertainment law, as well as the young lady that wrote the book. So
yeah, definitely. We'll have Sabrina to
I'm going to need y'all to tighten up. It's Sunny. We're on air.
Well, you are on there, Sabrina Sunny Goldsmith. So, you know, we say your whole name.
And I'm going out this weekend and buying that book. I think we all should buy it so the next time that we correspond and get together that we can discuss it, you know.
Yeah.
Because we've read it, you know. But I think anyone who's listening needs to go out and purchase that book. It's important.
Sure.
Maybe we can ask JL,
honey. Yes.
I was going to say, maybe we can ask JL if we can actually have a book discussion on the show. That would be great.
And that would be awesome. I think that would be awesome. And
yeah.
JL,
if you're listening, we
want to
have a book discussion.
Say that again?
No, I was saying that listeners who have read the book, they can call in and give their comments on it as well as, you know. Yeah,
absolutely. I like it.
I do,
that's
too. I think it would be fantastic.
Awesome.
I think This has been a great. This has been great. I'm really appreciating everyone listening. You've been listening to Loudmouth Radio Network, and we're just having an infusion show tonight, man. This is one of those free your mind, free to speak shows. This is Night Talk Live without JL King tonight. And like he said, he's in Los Angeles, and we're hating on him. So.
I'm not hating on you.
To the world, Tanya, give you a little tidbit.
Uh-huh.
I said, if there's something you'd like to share positive with the world, we'll take your tidbit.
I heard something today, and it really resonated with me. It was from Floyd Mayweather, and he said that trouble comes often, but the ones who survive and strive to continue on are the ones who are going to survive. So in other words, he was saying you're going to always have issues and trouble in your life, but the ones who can continue to stand and keep moving through all that adversity and life issues will be the ones who will survive. You know, so I just want to say, you know, I've been through a lot in my life, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners and you as well and everyone, you know, we deal with stuff, and sometimes we want to just lay down and just let go. But how you win at this game called life is that you keep getting up every day, and you just keep moving, and you just keep striving for higher and better things in life, and it will happen. It will happen for you. And always speak positivity. Never speak negatively out of your mouth. I'm a firm believer that what you say will come to fruition. And mm-hmm. I know this for a fact because you know, Sonny, that for 3 years, what did I say I was going to do?
Yeah.
That I was going to law school.
This is coming.
Yeah, that I was going to law school, that I was going to be an attorney. And I'm here because I spoke it into existence. So
no, that's right, Tanya. You better work it, girl.
So just remain positive no matter what life throws at you. You know, you just keep going. That's it. Just keep moving. Just pick yourself up and say it's going to get better. Because it's rough out here.
Hey, we got Rod. You online with us, Rod? This is our fellow host, Mr. Rod of the Universal Mind. You on air with us on Night Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hi, honey.
We're doing good. We're doing Night Talk Live without King.
So we get a free-for-all on JL show tonight.
Man, this is a free-for-all. This is a true free on mind, honey. I was telling Tanya she's one of tonight. I said, we hating on him. He don't win Hollywood on us tonight, hell. It ain't called in on us or nothing. We just bashing him. He don't win Oprah and I forgot about it. Just that fast.
Right. You know
he's doing some
funny.
Big things for us. He's doing some big things for us. I'm sure. Yeah. We're going to keep hope alive. We're going to keep hope alive.
Roger, I told her, I said, she's hating on him. I'm not hating on my beloved because, see, I want to be invited to some more dinners so I can be on Oprah again.
Right. I still haven't seen that. I've gotten a couple of tweets and Facebook texts about that they saw me on there and stuff. And that was
actually when I
first met
JL. Listen up real quick. I'm calling JL, y'all. Listen up.
Okay.
She just interrupted us. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Mr. King.
Who's this?
This is Night Talk Live without JL King. It's Sonny and Jazzy and Rod and our talk host. We got a guest on the air named Tanya. We're calling you on your show tonight. How about that?
Who is this?
This is Night Talk Live without JL King, but we calling you on air. How you doing tonight, Ham, baby? How
I'm
LA
good,
Creek?
I'm good. I'm having a wonderful time. What's up? Leave me alone. Goodbye. Bye.
Y'all say
I want to talk to you. Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye. I got to go.
Hang up. Wow, he done really went Hollywood, huh?
Yeah, man. Impromptu, y'all ain't alive on Night Talk Live without JL King tonight, right? He's busy. He's making some moves. We got him out here. We got him out here in LA networking for us tonight, y'all. So don't be fretting on us, okay? So, Roderick.
Yes.
You there?
Next week's show is going to be real good too. For I'm doing manifest your life home businesses. I got this young lady out of Phoenix, Arizona. She's self-employed and she helps people start their own businesses. She also has a company called All Things Considered, where basically it's that you call in, and if you have a task or something like that, she provides you with the resource, or she is the resource to get you what you need. So, and she's going to talk about manifesting happiness and, you know, taking that chance to invest in yourself and how that helps your spirit.
I love it.
Yeah.
I like.
But, you know, I just have to say this. I know this is not about my show tonight, but, you know, that I got to give shout-out. First, I got to give shout-out to Jay and Cass again. Thank you guys so much for that first half hour. I just think that was I just think that's very informative. Because you don't see that a lot in the media, a healthy black gay couple.
No,
you know,
male couple, forget about it.
Yeah, black gay male couple, you know. And so I thought that was brilliant. And then Dr. Mahdi and some of the stuff that he was saying in regards to relationships, nutrition for the heart, just brilliant. So look forward to hearing from him again on the show as well, because we didn't even get to half the stuff that this man had knowledge that he has to offer.
Yeah, your show and each show that we broadcast is available on demand 24/7 on loudmouthradio.com. So, you know, when we're talking about these shows and they've aired and you haven't had an opportunity to hear them, you can always go back and archive them and listen to them. So, and then you can even post your comments and stuff like that. So I just try to gauge my host to give some compelling shows, and they're doing an awesome job. They have been really diligent about working really hard on, you know, content, their guests. Their moderation has been going well, and I'm just really, really proud of them. And I just want to say that while I have them both present right now on air, and say that, you know, it takes a lot. You know, a lot of times people are working other jobs, and then they're coming on air and providing this information on air, trying to educate, inform, and encourage other people. So, you know, it's very important that, you know, our listeners continue to invite themselves as well as others to listen in to our shows, because they really do matter. I was telling Rod, I was telling Tanya that our show on Tuesday with autism, and I don't know, I think I kind of got twisted away from it, but a gentleman called in from Canada who found his way to our show, shared with us his troubles with his son who has autism, who's doing some really challenging things in school. From throwing feces to masturbating, and you can hear the frustration in his voice.
Yeah, that stomped me for sure right there. I thought that was very serious. So I hope that he was able to get the help that he needs or is getting the help that he needs.
We're still looking for some other information with him so that we can post, you know, hopefully some helpful tools and some organizations, because sometimes you have to go further outside your community when you're living in a smaller setting. And he's not in
the Canada,
you know,
outside of Toronto.
Yeah,
he's
outside of Toronto. Yeah,
right. But what else is superb is that one of my Twitter followers, she's also an OWN ambassador that is really tied into a lot of things that Oprah's network is doing, and she lives in Canada. And she actually works with families that's dealing with disability, children with disabilities and different issues. So she started posting. She was listening via internet, and she started posting resources online with us in our live chat room, which is just stupendous.
Oh,
so
that's great. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
you know, so
now,
you just
Rod,
never.
Hello, Roderick.
Yes, I'm still here.
I was going to ask you, I started laughing. Remember prior to the show, you said to me, Jazzy, I just don't know how in the world you're going to get a sex question into autism.
You did do that.
I got it in there. Okay, so I know that you guys have children with autism, so how does that affect your sexual intimacy?
Wow.
You did that. I thought that was brilliant.
Yes, you know, I'm going to get it in on every show. Trust and believe. And, you know, next week, we're having this show next week. It's called Denial in the Church.
Mm.
And so
that's,
you know, that's a heavy one. So, you know, sex
yeah.
is going to be right smack dab in the front.
Who do you have as your guest?
So the wheels turn. I'm going to let you read my guests. I have some really phenomenal guests, actually, a couple of psychologists and a couple of ministers afar and near right here in Atlanta. So stay tuned to the Bear Troop.
All right. All right. The Bear Troop. I love it. I love it.
And, guys, you know, it's great. There's such a diversity of shows that's going on. You know, so you never really know what you're going to hear until you get on air. So, you know, it's great. You know, people can follow us right online on our Blog Talk Radio channel, which is Loud Mouth Radio. You just go to loudmouthradio.com and it'll pull you in. And we have a new blog site that, Rod, I don't think you have had a chance to go to it yet, but if you go straight to loudmouth.com, you'll check out things as we're loading those things up. So we'll have things that'll be there that you wouldn't see in other places. So we're making some leaps and bounds. And I'm just really, really ecstatic and happy about the growth in which you guys are taking. So, Rod, what's your show on Tuesday?
So my show on Tuesday is with Miss Tanisha Morgan. And like I said, she started off actually as a cosmetologist and working. She's been working on her own, and now she has several different businesses. And she just realized that her passion was basically helping other people realize their passion and how to set up businesses on their own, and so that they don't have to be under this, you know, the corporate, on the corporate plantation, and how that actually is a part of manifesting your spirit. And one of her sayings, it's a very common saying, but is one of the things she loves to say all the time: if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. And so,
I like it.
Very
yeah,
true.
So,
very true.
She's going to talk about just changing your perception to so that it matches your dreams, and so that you can manifest those things or bring your dreams into reality.
Right. You got to vibrate it, right?
Yeah. That's an interesting word that you use, and I like that because vibrating that for me means doing actions that nourish that dream. You know, so
right.
And what I mean by that is that when we resonate, when people say you know, are you resonating your reality? You know, are you doing things in your life that help you get to where you want to be? I think a lot of times, especially in the self-help industry, we play a lot in our minds instead of just actually putting forth and wonder, you know, well, I've been thinking positive, and I've been thinking positive, but it is just a little bit more than thinking positive, right? You do have to think positive, but you also have to put the action behind it as well. And you have to do that action when sometimes you don't feel positive. Because you can think positive, but the truth is we are emotional creatures, and our emotions aren't going anywhere. And I don't think that they should go anywhere. I think that it's learning how to master our emotions, learning
exactly.
how to incorporate our emotions into our everyday lives. So learning how to act when we're not feeling our best is the way that you go about manifesting those things that you don't think that you can manage. Dreaming to be more than what you are trying things that you've never tried before. This is what my show is about, and this is what we try. It's helping people overcome those barriers that are just keeping them in that rut or in that same place.
Absolutely. And you know what's important, too, is that people have to realize that the time is now. There's never a time to not do the things that you need to do that's so important.
Right.
So if you wait, you're just going to keep putting yourself, you know, you just be where you are. You know, that's the thing. Where you are, there you are. I just think that it's so important. But the most important thing, too, is just to stay encouraged.
Yes. Yes. Stay encouraged.
So, what are you reading? Do you have any new books? You know, we're on JL show tonight. So are you reading any new books right now, Rod?
Oh, you know I'm reading that Dr. Wayne Dyer, Excuses Be Gone.
Yeah, I remember we were with you when you picked that book up. That's right. How's that coming along?
I've been a big fan of his. I think he did a PBS special on this. I've been trying to look for it as well. But a lot of people, they know me as an optimist, but internally I work on that a lot because of my thoughts, man. I have a negative thought in a minute in regards to my performance or my actions, whether it be at work, whether it be interacting with other people, I'm really down on myself. And so for me, this book is real good because it's just showing me techniques and stuff to really be able to shift out of that negative thinking. And the negative, it was interesting. I think it was on the show that I did with yoga, where my guest, and her name slips my, Jamie, I think it was Jamie, was talking about, so there's not just positive affirmations, there's negative affirmations. We're telling ourselves negative stuff all the time, or at least I was, and I really had to stop myself and just start observing my thoughts and see how often I just spoke down to myself.
Exactly.
Or just told myself I couldn't or just can't. And so this book is really good with helping you keep track of your negative thinking in check. You know, and I do believe in being realistic in regards to sometimes we do have obstacles or things that prevent us from doing certain things, but the art or the craft is seeing or imagining ways around the block, to be truthful, you know, or it to manifest, you know, some type of resolution. And I think that that's how you have to look at things.
You're right. You know, I have to say, I'm just myself. There's been times, you know, as of recently, just having to catch yourself, you know.
Right.
But I'm grateful that I can start to recognize when I'm making that curve into, you know, a negative statement or a self-inflicting statement about myself.
Right.
And, you know, there's times, you know, you just have those moments sometimes. We're all human. You know, we'll catch ourselves in a space. You know, but I think, you know, for myself speaking, that I find myself, because of the fact that I'm one of those people that is always looking to do more for myself, that I find myself coming up against those moments of, you know, some doubt or, you know, those self-challenge questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then also trying to be conscious of certain verbiage, you know. So, you know, so on one side, there may be a little bit of a struggle, but the other side is the only reason that this is happening is because you are, you know, you're looking to do more. You're challenging yourself. You're doing things that you know that's way beyond your, you know, your physical self. You know what I mean? So you'll have those moments where you feel like, you may have those moments where you're just like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I should do this or what should I do? You know, or, you know, this may not turn out to be the way I want it. You know, just it can be from any direction. But just knowing that you're taking the time to do certain things and stepping out there to do things, you might find yourself being challenged with those types of questions more than none. I'm just speaking for myself.
Right. I totally, I agree with you. I think that our minds are very powerful. So when we tell ourselves we can't and we won't, we actually cause biological impact or changes within our body. We set our minds up to look for certain things. And so if you're always looking for negative things to happen, guess what? Your mind is being structured to look for all the negative in the world around you. And so if your mind works like that, it works in the opposite direction too, meaning that if you look for positive things, you can set your structure, your brain structure, it's called neuroplasticity, and you set yourself up to look for all the positive things that can happen around you. And that way, when those opportunities do come, you're able to see them and you're able to take advantage of them, and in effect, you are manifesting the change within your life. But you do have to start within and work on it and take that action until it's realized.
Wow. You know, I just want to say that, you know, I'm finding that there's a lot of, right now I have some family, you know, younger as well as older, but I'm just going to say this for my younger generation, that I'm seeing it starting to have a lot of heavy medical issues like strokes and, you know, things of that nature that is coming heavily stress-related. You know, so your show itself, you know, I've noticed you've been doing a lot of meditation inclusive with some of the other topics or the discussion that you're doing. And I think that it's so important that we learn to stop and sit still. That's one of the things I've had to learn to really do over the last 6 to 8 months is stop. You know, I've been so accustomed to running. And, you know, I'm starting to see a lot of people my age and younger who are dealing with ailments, you know, serious ailments that you normally would hear with middle-aged people.
Right.
So
and
it's going. Go ahead, honey.
And that's what I'm talking about, is that whole mentality of always being hard on yourself, always telling yourself you have to be doing something. It's really something that's ingrained in us in our society. In American society, we believe that if we sit down too long that we're lazy. And that's just a misperception. Sometimes you get tired, and sometimes the body needs to rest, and everybody doesn't have the same rate. You know, we're this country that likes the model one size fits all. We try to find these generalizations or ways just to put everybody in, and the truth is, we are all just so complex and very diverse, and so you're being flooded by all this information on the media telling you that you need to move, you need to do this, you need to do that, or you're not going to be complete. And so those are affirmations also, and they're negative affirmations, and they're in your mind. And so you got these young kids, and you have the older adults and more mature people running themselves ragged based off of this information that we get from the media. And I'm not going to even blame the media for all of it. I think that it's just our environment that we're pumping into ourselves. And what happens is that, again, when you are constantly repeating those things to yourself, you start actually, that's how you begin to see the world around you. You don't look for healthy, you don't look for things to live a more healthier life. You start looking for things to accommodate this fast-paced life. So your eating habits decline because you need a meal to go. So what's the cheapest meal to go? Well, I could get a $5 combo meal at McDonald's. It's full of sodium, all types of stuff that is not conducive to you. You don't exercise as much because you're working all day or you're always on the move. So when you do finally get home and go to sleep, if you don't get a full night's rest, and you get up and you're working again because you don't want to be down too long because you perceive yourself as being lazy. And so all these things just really start to eat away at the body. And we have to learn that rest is important, and being non-judgmental of ourselves is important when we learn when we learn to listen to our bodies and their natural rhythms. And I'm going to have guests on there coming up within the next month or so, and she's going to talk about how there's a natural body clock, and once you find the rhythm of your natural body clock, you'll know the best time to work out, the best time for you to eat, so that your body is aligned with it. And our society is not conducive to the natural rhythm, you know, of our body, and so that's why we find ourselves in the discombobulated, stressed out, sick, just all these things that are. Say again.
I said, and you find yourself in those situations.
Yes. So yeah. Just it's interesting. And I think that, I think one of the best ways to start off is just by being non-judgmental of yourself and how you lead your life, and knowing that you're going to, and believing that change will occur, knowing that any little progress, you know, even if you're not able to meditate every day, maybe if you just start with an affirmation, knowing that.
Right.
Knowing that progress is progress no matter how small it is. So Whatever little change you need to make in your life, you know, towards your goal, do that. Do that one little thing and build upon it. You know, pennies pile up into nickels. Nickels pile up into dimes. Dimes into dollars.
Exactly.
You know, so it's just and dollars into $100 bills and so forth. So every little bit, every drop counts.
Absolutely. And I thank you, Rod. I think what I want to do at this point is just kind of share with everyone that we're actually broadcasting live via blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. And I want to make sure that our listeners know that we have advertising and sponsorship packages available. So make sure you reach us at our Loudmouth Multimedia offices at 706-363-3895. And we're getting ready for our next quarter coming up. And we'll actually be on air running with 6 shows by the month going into May. So this is going to be an exciting opportunity. We're going to have some heavy media and things going on in the next few months. So this is a great time if you have a small business to put your business in place. And I'm encouraging those that are listening to reach out to us and let us know what you got going on so we can further your brand. And, Rod, I want to thank you for coming in impromptu, but I do actually have our show from last week, Night Talk Live with JL King, where he has featured his ex-wife, Brenda Stone Browder, and they talked about their book, The X Factor, that they just released, coming off of their Oprah feature. Now, the show was actually broadcast last week, but I thought it would be fitting to actually run the episode again because of the fact that they had the Oprah episode that aired on Sunday. And you can check your local listings for OWN TV and see when the episode of Where Are They Now, which featured J.L. King first, Chandra Levy, and Ryan White. So I'm sure it's coming up Sunday again in the air. So what's been happening, I've noticed the OWN has been rerunning episodes leading up to the new episode. So make sure y'all check that out. If you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, follow us at Loudmouth. Follow us, Loudmouth Online on Facebook. And for more information, more info that will be posted and letting you know about different things, follow us on loudmouth.com. And, Rod, I want to thank you. We'll actually have him on air on Monday nights with the Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins. Tuesday night, The Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers with Jazzy Jones. And Thursday night, Mr. J.L. King, Mr. Daddy King, Controversy himself, Night Talk Live with J.L. King, resumes on Thursday nights. All of these are broadcasting at 8 p.m. each and every week. Now, for those who have did not listen in last week, missed this episode, it was a great show. Quite a few people listened in to it. And I'm going to go ahead and let that show run. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Loudmouth Radio.
Talk Live with JL.
Talk Live with JL Sunny. They talk about it all, serious or the funny. LGBT community, keep it 100. We gon' be honest, ooh, we gon' be honest. Tonight's gonna be controversial. I'm predicting in the script, doing no rehearsal. Keep the whole world, tuned in.
Once again, welcome to Night Talk Live with J.L. King. This is Loudmouth Radio, and we want to thank all our listeners for tuning in to this episode and this show. We're very appreciative of all our listeners that have been dedicated over the last few months listening to us as we're growing and maturing on air. We want to thank all of our listeners tonight for listening in online. If you're at loudmouthradio.com, you also can call in at 347-826-7520. That is our guest call-in number where you can actually listen live. And if you have some desire to speak with our host or guest, make sure that you hit the number 1 on your phone. Now, we also want to recognize that this show is a very prestigious show. It's going to be what we consider our premier launch of sharing with the world that J.L. King, our host for this evening, and his ex-wife, Brenda Stone Browder, is going to actually be actually showcased on Oprah, Where Are They Now, on Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're really excited, you know, for our brother here to actually come into his alignment. And this is his third time on Oprah. So we're really excited about where he's come, where he's headed. And this show has just been growing. Our listeners have been growing and listening in, and we're just grateful that people are tuning in each and every week, whether they're dialing in or listening to their phone, or even if you miss the live broadcast, people are actually archiving on-demand shows, which is available 24/7. Now, this show is being actually fed, broadcast live via Internet through Blog Talk Radio. You can actually go directly to our website, loudmouthradio.com. We'll bring you straight to our Blog Talk channel, which will allow you to be able to listen right in online. You also can chat with us. So if you'd like to speak with us, you want to share something, you can do that right online. We'll be able to moderate and talk back and forth with you. And we just want to thank you again for coming in and want to make sure that you cue in each and every week. We broadcast live every week with 3 different shows, and this show has been growing by leaps and bounds. So I want to make sure that everyone is aware that's listening. If you have a business and you would like to advertise with us, contact Loudmouth Media Offices at 706-363-3895. Now, that number again, 706-363-3895. And we're available Monday through Friday. And we just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Now, I'm going to bring in your host, Mr. J.L. King, and we wish you well this evening.
Good evening. How's everyone? Welcome to Night Talk Live with your host, J.L. King, a.k.a. Daddy King. I want to welcome everybody tonight to this very special show. As you know, I'm on the air now from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to give a special shout-out and a special thank you to all my Facebook friends who have been promoting the show. Also on Sunday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I hope everybody is sitting in front of their TV screen or at least TiVoing it or recording it. I did find out from the OWN Network executive today that my segment is the very first one, the very first one at 8 o'clock, I mean, I'm sorry, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It looks like it's going to be probably a whole half of a show, which is about 30 minutes minus commercials. So I'm excited. I know that the executives at OWN are excited. They got me tweeting. They want me to tweet live throughout the show. So I'll be tweeting and taking questions from people who are Twitters. I'm going to give a special shout out to Lionel Williams, who is my boy and our OWN ambassador. He's already started the whole tweeting process. I'm excited. I'm a little nervous at the same time. Whenever you are given the opportunity to have a platform like OWN, where it reaches millions and millions of people around the world, it can be very nervous. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not nervous, because I am, but at the same time, it's my third time, and every time I've been nervous to watch the show. So I'm just going to give it my very best and sit back and try to enjoy the show. I know a lot of you have been asking me about, am I having a party or premiere party or a viewing party? It was my hopes and prayers to do something Sunday, but the venue did fall through. So it doesn't look like, unless something comes up, if you're a Facebook friend, check my Facebook page. If something comes up at the last minute, I definitely would like to have my friends here around me to enjoy watching this show with me. Tonight's a special show because, again, this is the first time that exclusively that you, the listeners, will have opportunity pre the show on Sunday to hear my ex-wife and my best friend and my baby's mama, Brenda Stone Browder, and I together. We're going to not give you too much about the show, but we just want to talk to you about why we came together, why we wrote a book together called The X Factor, as well as why we want to take our message of forgiveness, love, and healing on the road. Also, I think her husband, Lauren, might also come onto the show as well. So, you know, we have created this new normal as a family, and I think that our family could be the type of family that could really eliminate a lot of drama, stress, and even killing that goes on when the family breaks up, when there's tension, when there's animosity, when there's cheating, and even when there's lack of trust. Because if she and I could do it, and having our relationship and our life displayed around the world for now almost over 10 years, we have been on public display. I know I have, and she has too, as my ex-wife and our children as well. So, again, we feel good about what we do. We don't listen to people who are naysayers or who people tell her that they could never forgive their husband if they did what I did to Brenda. You will find from Brenda that she is a wonderful lady, and she's very spiritual, and she's very kind. And she has a great sense of humor and I love, you know, we're together as a family. I think I love to be together as a family. So it's good. This is going to be a good conversation tonight. Again, we're going to give you just a little bit. This will just whet your appetite because we don't want to steal the thunder from the show on Sunday, because I don't want Ms. Oprah to call me tonight and tell me how dare you give it away. So we'll sit back and enjoy a great conversation. But before we go into bringing Brenda on the show, the guest is going to give you this update like I do every single week when I'm on the air to talk about what's going on in my life, in my world. First of all, I'm excited that I am going to Los Angeles on Monday. I'm going to be there for a whole week to work with a very big celebrity family that's going to they asked me to come out and write or co-write a book about this huge, all I want to say is huge, individual. I can't give you a name right now, but I'm leaving for Los Angeles, according to my team, on Monday, and I'll be out there all next week, only to fly back into Atlanta next week, where I'm co-hosting and hosting the red carpet of another major event that's going on in Atlanta, the African Travel Council. They have a presence in Atlanta, and next week they're doing some type of special awards. It's going to be hosted by Monica Kaufman, and I also will be the host of the red carpet. So I'm excited about that, as well as a lot of other good things going on. God is good, and I always give him the praise, and I always give him the glory, and I thank him for his favor, because if it wasn't for him, I couldn't do it. I want to give a shout-out to the producer and the owner and the founder of Loudmouth Radio. That's Sunny herself. She is the lady behind the brain power, the visionary behind this growing network. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my also co-host, as Jazzy Jones, who's on every Monday, every Tuesday night with a wonderful show. She talks about everything dealing with sex, food, relationships, behavior, flowers, clothes, you name it, she's going to bring it to you. My other colleague, Roderick Y. Watkins, who's really deep into meditation and prayer, and his show really will enlighten you and empower you. So definitely tune in to my colleague's show. And then on Wednesday night, Sunny has her own show now. So we're trying to bring it to you full force, because we are here for you, and we are here to serve you. And we're here to serve you. So this is what's all about. Again, like Sunny said earlier, we need your help. We need your support. We need for you to put some money on the table and use our platform of reaching thousands and thousands and thousands of people to promote your business, your event, your service, or anything you got going on that you need to expand your brand. Get in contact with Sunny so she can talk to you about our very reasonable rates that we offer. And everybody needs to have somebody on their team to get the word out about whatever it is you're trying to sell, from a pound cake to a clothing line to a perfume line to a Mary Kay cosmetics to insurance salesmen to real estate people. Whatever it is that you need to expand your brand and your marketing, your service, please get in contact with Sunny. You can reach us on our Facebook page as well as you can call in tonight. While Brenda's on the air, we would like for anybody who's listening, can do call in and ask one of us a question. We will be talking about our new book called The X Factor that you can order only at thexfactorbookandtour.com. That's thexfactorbookandtour.com. It's an amazing book. You've got to get it. We put our heart and soul into it, and we wrote it just for you so you can heal, move on, love again, and be your true self and walk in your destiny. So it's all good. Be excited for a beautiful day. Even with the pollen being as high as this day, and I took my dog to the park, and this Mother Nature ran me home. I was gagging, choking, eyes was running, nose was running. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't wait to get into my home so I could just start popping pills and spraying stuff on my nose. And I don't even carry a tissue no more. I take a roll of toilet paper with me. I have a roll of toilet paper in the car, one beside my bed. Everywhere I go, I got Charmin beside me, because a tissue, a handkerchief is not going to get it. I need a roll of toilet paper, because I got sinuses and allergies that are no joke. No joke at all. I know Benadryl, people tell me, take Benadryl. But Benadryl will knock you out. It's a great way to get a good night's sleep, but I don't want Benadryl. A lot of people say, well, try different things. And I've tried it all, even things kettle pot. The kettle pot is my favorite thing right now, because it definitely opens up my sinuses and allows me to breathe at night. So I know for my other fellow allergy sufferers, just hang in there. This also soon shall pass. I will be glad. So it's all good. We're just happy and we're excited. I'm excited about just being alive. I'm excited that we're doing some big things here on Night Talk Live with your host, JL, a.k.a. Daddy King. Also, I put on Facebook today that I was going to give away three of the new X Factor books to a lucky listener. So throughout the interview with Brenda, I will ask you to call in. If you're the first one to get through, then you will win a book, The X Factor. You will have it first in your community. I think that Brenda's going to be coming on in another couple minutes. So I think she's ready for us, and we're ready for her. And again, I'm excited to introduce to a few and introduce to a lot my friend and my children's mother and my co-author and someone who's known me since I was 17 years old. So on that note, I'm going to introduce to the world is Brenda Stone Crowder. Brenda, how are you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. Oh, my gosh, you're so long-winded. Radio is so appropriate for you.
Is it? Really? Did I do a good job?
Hello? Yes. What'd you say?
Did I do a good job?
You did an excellent job. You still like to talk.
I still like to run my mouth. You know I like to run my damn mouth. And I'm good at doing that. If I don't do nothing else, you know, I've always wanted to be a radio personality anyway. So this is just a natural for me to be on the radio. So, you know me, you know me forever. You know, if nothing else, I have the gift of gab.
And persuasion.
And persuasion. I can say ice to Eskimo, okay? So, you know, we ain't going to talk about me. This show is not about me. It's about us and our amazing appearance on Where Are They Now on the OWN Network coming Sunday. We're not going to give too much of that out because we want people to be watching the network on Sunday. I just want you to come
right.
on. So we like
it's
to
like
talk about
the watch
book.
The show, read the book. So tonight we'll just let the audience get acquainted with us. Well, with me. They're already acquainted with you. And I just thank you for bringing me on tonight.
That's
so special.
You know what? I just want you to tell them. I want you, you know, people always ask me about you, always have for the past 10 years. So I want to set up, and I just want you to talk and tell my listeners about who you are, about what you're into, what you, you know, about your, you know, your life. Just tell them, let people get to know you, okay?
You know what? Tell them about me, my life. My life is an open book. What can I say? And it's all been orchestrated by God. You know, sometimes we say, if I could just turn back the hands of time and turn things around and do things differently, no, I would not do that. I cherish every bit of my experience, every bit of my journey. And even the portion, you know, where to some it doesn't seem so great because it's brought me to where I am today. And, you know, you can't regret any of the things that's happened to you in the past because it is setting you up for your future. It's amazing. God has been amazing in this journey. You know, being married to you and having the beautiful two children that we have together, oh, they're awesome. Ebony was over here today talking to me, and we were looking at the television. We had it down, actually, and it was on the OWN Network. And she says, Mom, I think I just saw you. And then a commercial came on, and it was a commercial that our son, Brandon, designed with his partner. I was just amazed at what God has done in our lives. Yes, the commercials with the Keep Good Going commercials. Yes. Look at God. Look at God. It's nothing but God. Nothing but God. How awesome is that?
Yes.
So we have produced two wonderful children. Ebony is a teacher, and Brandon is a design artist, a graphic artist. And as we speak, he's in Germany. He has traveled to Germany, and I am just so proud of our children. And I'm proud of Lauren, who I my son with my husband, my present husband, Lauren Jr. And he is just doing his thing too. I'm proud of all of them. The best part about this reconciliation that we have experienced is that the children get to be with both their parents, you know, both their mother and their father in a setting where there's no animosity, discord, no, it's just love. There's nothing but love. So, you know, what can I say? You know, as I'm rambling, I'm also telling you a lot about us. So catch the little tidbits, you know. I'm remarried, and I have a son, and our children are doing well. And they encourage us to go out and speak out on how to blend a family that has been broken apart. Jay,
that's
what
so,
can
that's
you
so
say?
True. That's right. Now tell my listeners, you left Ohio where we were born and we grew up, and now you're living in Largo, Maryland. What made you and your husband, Lauren, leave Ohio and end up in Largo?
You know, every time I went to the grocery store, people would say hi. And then they would say, I saw your ex-husband on Oprah. I saw you on Oprah. They would say, I'm thinking, okay, I need another life. I need to get away from this small town, and that I'm, you know, the only thing I can do is make a pie, and people remember me from my ex-husband. And I just wanted to expand my horizons, and my husband was retired. He retired, so we thought, well, let's go to the East Coast. I've always wanted to live here since you and I were together. And, you know, the kids are on this end, the children, I should say, are on this end of the country, and most of them are. And it was just, we needed a change. We needed to grow. Even though, you know, we're older, we're not dead yet. And we still wanted to explore and do those things that we love to do. So that's what brought us here. And had I not come here, God wouldn't have been able to, you know, push me on. I was pushed into this next phase of my life. And it's just part of the plan, part of the plan.
Gotcha. So how has Lauren, your husband, how has he adjusted to being in the Maryland area now?
He loves the area. He absolutely loves the area. He's retired, but he had to get himself a part-time job so that, you know, because he loves being around people. And mm-hmm. this job affords him to interact with people. And he actually is promoting the book on his job. Don't tell anybody. But he gets a lot of people saying, I know who you are. And he shares with them as, you know, he greets them at his job. But he does. He loves the area and wouldn't turn around and go back to Ohio for nothing.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. He's a great guy. And he's mm-hmm. a cool cat. I love being around him. And, you know, we've come a long way. And I can't wait to see you guys again really soon. So tell the listeners, my listeners about the book. You know, this book was something long and something that we jointly decided to do together. And for people who are listening, it's hard to write a book with a co-writer, you know, because you got two different opinions, two different styles of writing, two different visions. So when you can come together and write a book together and make it happen, you know, we both need to pat ourselves on the back because it's hard to do that. You know,
it is very difficult, very difficult. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have a wonderful editor. And she, the vision that she had for the book, you know, I couldn't imagine, how can I write this book? Because, you know, we tried it twice before.
Mm-hmm.
We had the book cover ready and the copy ready. But we just couldn't finish that. It wasn't time. It wasn't God's timing. And we've tried it, like I said before, but this time with our co-writer, she allowed us to ease into that. Sometimes you have to have someone else looking in on that that idea that you have to see, you know, how you can make it happen. And, yeah, it was difficult for us to agree on what content that we wanted to put in the book, on the style that we wanted to do, but I like the style that it has. When you open up the book, listeners, when you open up the book, when you purchase it, you will see the style that we have, and it makes it flow. You know, I share what I have to say. JL shares his thoughts, and it just blends. It works without compromising each of our beliefs. It really
exactly.
did works. And,
mm-hmm. and I want people also to know that it wasn't always a walk through the park. You know, we argued and we disagreed, but at the end, we had a good product. And also, one of the special features of the book is that we put some personal family pictures in the middle of it, where you can actually see pictures of Brenda and I going to the prom. Me and my afro, her afro. You can also see
afro.
Our wedding pictures and pictures of me when our kids were small. And so anyway, the book is really very special to us, as well as we're opening up once again our personal lives for the world to see and then really come into who we are as a family and who we are as individuals. So again, the book is powerful, and we were proud of it, and we're hoping that it is a humongous success. I think, like you said, if God is with it, who can be against it? So, yeah, we're just hoping that it will take off, and as well as our tour. You know, our website is called www.thexfactorbookandtour.com. And if you go to the website, you can see a clip on the media website of a reality show that we have shopped and still trying to shop, as well as you can read a little bit from the book and learn more about what we're doing. It's our hopes and prayers that Britt and I will be able to go on tour this summer. So if you are an organization or you are part of an organization and you're looking for a speaker or someone to be part of your conference or your expo, please go to the website, theXFactorBookingTour.com, where you can reach out to us and book us to come to your church or to your school or to your community and hear candidly how we were able to come together and work this out. And a lot of couples out there need to know, whether it's the same situation that we face or whatever it is, if you're just having some problems, some animosity, some fighting in your family that's impacting the kids and the extended family, you need to put all that stuff to the side. And Brenda and I, through our lecture, our discussion, can help you get on the right track. So life is short and then you die. So why
and you know what? The transparency that we give during the tour will be such that people can see how, you know, we overcame certain obstacles. And, you know, we really become candid in our conversation, whereas it's easier to do that when you have the one-on-one with the audience than it is in a book. You know, you can get both of our reactions at the same time. We can interact with you better, you know, to see you in person, talk to you in person, one-on-one in the audience. I mean, what greater thing is that to have someone who will share their life that really can help you get yours back on track?
And you guys see the show on Sunday. And again, we don't have a clue. Brenda and I don't have a clue what the end result will be. Because, again, they tape us all day. They use a lot of footage. They use a lot of pictures. And they just ask us for our entire life to put together a show that's going to be probably no more than 20 to 25 minutes long. So, like I was telling you earlier, I'm nervous. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what is going to be. I do one thing. I do know one thing. That's Oprah always does quality showing. She's not going to show anything that's going to degrade or hurt or make us look bad. That's not what she's all about. She asks
exactly. I love the shows that she puts on. And you know, did you tell your audience we'll be tweeting? We'll be on Twitter during the show.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, live tweeting.
So they can interact.
And all that, so please watch it. And, again, I know that it's going to be an amazing – I know it's the talk of the country right now. They're getting people saying, I saw the commercial. People are calling me and text me and all that kind of stuff. So, again, I'll be sitting right in front of the TV somewhere watching it. And, again, after you see the show, if you want to order the book or download the book to your Kindle, your iPad, or your Nook, you can do that on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, as well as order the book from the X Factor Book and Tour.com. You can't go to no bookstore to get it. You can't get it anywhere but from us. So keep that in mind after you see the show or you decide you want to buy the book. And we really appreciate the support that you give us. You've always gave me for what I've done. And as I go into my second phase of my life, I got some great things going on. I'm going to really do a 360 degree on my whole lifestyle. I just want to be more fluid. I'm going to travel. I'm going to go to Africa. I want to live out of a suitcase. My good girlfriend, Jazzy Jones, who's one of our fellow air personalities at Loudmouth, I told her on her show the other day that I just want to travel. I just want to. She asked me what was one of my favorite cities, Brenda, and I told her Istanbul, Turkey. Mm. And you were listening when we were living in Turkey. And so that was a beautiful city. And one day I'm going to go back. I would love to take Ebony back. Ebony's our daughter, because she was born in Turkey. And I would love to take her back. So once I get rid of all this stuff we're carrying around, I'm going to be everywhere. I'm just going to be this nomad. And I am so excited.
Emily expressed a desire to go to Turkey. And do you know that I found our neighbors today on Facebook? On the web. And I need to figure out how to get in contact with them. Darren and Haluk. Yes, they are English teachers in Turkey. And they have started a travel business, it looks like. So I would be so happy to get in contact with them. And you know what's so neat is that we have made contact with a couple of other people who we knew in Turkey, a woman from Georgia, and then another man, Eugene. And they have made contact with us through this journey. We have reconnected with people from years ago, and that is in itself is exciting.
That's one thing about Facebook. You know, back in the day when there was no Facebook, and I'm so old, back in the day when there was no computers and no cell phones, Was it a horse and buggy back then? I think it was horse and buggy back in the day. So for now to have access to the internet and to be able to reach out to people and have Facebook and all these other social media outlets, it's a good thing. And there's some downsides to it as well, but it's overall made the world a much smaller place. Without what you do, because I'm not going to keep you on, because people, and anybody want to call in as a producer, anybody online that want to ask Brenda or myself any questions before I let Brenda go? Sonny? Hold on there, but you're going to meet. Okay, if you hit a 1, you want to ask Brenda or myself a question, all you got to do is hit the 1. As you know, I think we got like 12 to 15,000 people who are listening to our show, so a lot of people will go back and listen to it tomorrow and the next day. And so, again, we just want to thank everybody who is listening right now from all over the world. I got a lot of friends listening to all over the world. And if you want to ask us a question, all you got to do is hit 1. So, Brenda, before I let you go, tell people how they can find you on the internet, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever you are.
Oh, you can find me at Brenda Stone Browder on Facebook. And, Brenda Stone Browder on Facebook. And you can also find me on Twitter. I'm now a Twitterer. Is that proper? Is that how to say that? I tweet, and I'm enjoying it. I am enjoying it. So please connect with me, BSB Browder on Twitter.